For Half-Life Alyx, we wanted to expand the functionality of our soundscape system, which is used to play ambient sounds. In prior games, we could generally only play one soundscape at a time. The player would be hearing either soundscape A or soundscape B, with a brief crossfade from one to the other. In this game, the soundscapes are much more flexible and can be overlapped in ways that enable more realistic transitions. For example, the volume of different soundscapes can be controlled by the player's position and the open or closed state of particular doors in the world. We frequently use this functionality in areas like this transition between indoor and outdoor spaces. If you pause outside for a moment, you'll notice the crickets, birds, distant dog barks, and other environmental sounds that help paint the picture of the quarantine zone late in the day. As you move into the indoor area, you'll notice the outdoor soundscape diminish as you move away from the door. In fact, if you close the door, the volume of the outdoor soundscape is reduced even further. And as you progress into the building, you'll begin to notice the indoor soundscape consisting of the indistinct hum of machinery and buzz of electrical fixtures.